Revenue Chat episode 171. Hey, check out my other great interviews at tonydurso.com/radio or using your Android or iPhone, get the app at tonydurso.com/mobile. That's tonydurso.com/radio or /mobile.
This is Revenue Chat Radio with your host, Tony D'Urso, interviewing successful entrepreneurs and giving you actionable advice and insights. Let's rev it up.
Welcome, I'm your host, Tony D'Urso. With two high-profile and high-volume talk shows, I'm doing what you would expect. That's right, I'm combining them into one great show. Can you pardon my dust while I expand? The new show is called The Tony D'Urso Show. I will continue to broadcast every Friday at 1 p.m. on Voice America's Influencers channel. And you will continue to find the show published every Friday on iTunes, on the mobile app, and everywhere you're listening to my shows now. And despite a few changes, hey, it's still me, Tony. And you continue to hear from successful entrepreneurs who tell us how they made it to the top in their field. You'll also hear from celebrities, VIPs, and game changers. The new show is 1 hour in length, and you get two great interviews instead of one. How about that? Now, the music of the spotlight will be the main music for the new show. Yeah, I know, you'll miss the Revenue Chat music, which I wrote and produced myself, but there's good news there. My new TV show, the Tony D'Urso TV Show, will play that familiar music, and you'll catch this live on Mondays on Twitch TV, Facebook, YouTube, and throughout social media. That's going to start soon. Please stay tuned for that announcement. I appreciate you as a great, engaging audience, and I do hope you understand this consolidation, as I am expanding tremendously. The summary? Continue to listen to my shows just as you normally do, the way you normally do. The music has changed, and the show is 1 hour instead of a half hour. Not too bad, right? And there's a new TV show coming out on Twitch TV, which I'll tell you more about in the future. All right so far? Thanks again for being a great audience. I love your feedback and welcome your comments as always. All right, Revenue Crew, let's rev it up. Here we go. The following is from my TV interview with Michael Benner, best known throughout Southern California for his popular talk radio programs. Michael's going to tell us about his new book, Fearless Intelligence. Also, stick around to the very end for a little bit of information on how to accomplish your vision. You'll love it. Hi, and welcome. I'm your host, Tony D'Urso. We showcase successful entrepreneurs along with humanitarian and noteworthy projects. We share wisdom, advice, and guidance with you to assist in your life, career, and business. Some great solutions and advice for you just ahead. And before we begin, I wish to thank all the supporters of the Tony D'Urso Show who made this possible. In addition to today's guests who provided great support, I also wish to thank Rob Kessler at milliondollarcollar.com, Gene Ginsburg at geneginsburg.com, Jordan Goodman at moneyanswers.com, and a big thank you to Rich Tamayo, our Emmy-winning director, who helped design and produce a fine show. Thank you all for helping make this possible. The success of this show is yours. And remember, success awaits those who persevere and remain steadfast despite the odds. Be righteous. Join me. Let's begin. Michael Benner is best known throughout Southern California for his radio talk programs. Since 1977, he's hosted talk and news radio programs in Los Angeles on KABC-AM, KLOS-FM, KLSX-FM, KCBS-FM, KRLA-AM, and KPFK-FM. And in 1987, Michael left broadcasting as a full-time profession to begin Personal Development Strategies. With offices now in Palm Springs, California, Michael provides counseling and training to individuals and couples, as well as consulting and training for business executives, managers, and teams. And now Michael's here to tell us about his great new book, Fearless Intelligence. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Well, thank you, Tony. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Michael, the honor is all mine, and indeed, once again, the pleasure is mine to have you on my shows. Thank you so much. And we're all wondering about what is fearless intelligence, so let's begin. First, what do you mean when you say in your book, fear is not about danger?
Well, it certainly appears to be, and many people push back when I assert that. But if you think about it, most fear, in fact, I'll say all fear, is ultimately fear of the unknown, whether danger is an element or not. In other words, imagine somebody who handles snakes, who raises snakes and knows all about snakes. That man or woman would probably not have as much fear as somebody else if they were around a poisonous snake. But the snake is just as dangerous to a snake handler as anybody else. So the fear is really not an indication of danger. It's what we don't know about the danger or any other situation. How many times have you asked yourself, what am I afraid of? And you had no idea. So whether we call it anxiety or stress, fear is always what we do not know.
Those are really good points. And I totally understand for a person makes it their life and it does something such as handling snakes, alligators, reptiles, whatever, someone else would be deathly afraid of them. Very good point. And now you say the best parts of us are hidden where we're most afraid to look?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? In other words, we have enormous potential that we rarely discover because it's hidden within our fears and our anxieties and all the negative emotional feelings that are symptoms of that stress, anxiety, and fear. And it's only when we confront fear, again, which represents what we do not know, that we could possibly learn about it and then discover these hidden potentials within us, our ability to be smarter, more creative, to use our imagination in remarkable ways, and emotional intelligence as well, to be more loving, to be more insightful, to be more intuitive. And this actually is a form of intelligence called wisdom. And wisdom can be taught.
I like that a lot. And I think part of this boils down to being aware, being self-aware, actually. And I'd love to know if you have some ways to help develop and get that out of us so that we can be better self-aware.
The mind continues to think on its own agenda. And we're usually not aware of the difference between self-directed thinking, conscious, deliberate thinking, and this stream of consciousness, these trains of thought that bubble up all by themselves. Part of self-awareness is to recognize that distinction. Also, to be aware of our emotions, to recognize anger, for example, while it's still small and on the horizon, would give you an opportunity to do something about it, to ask yourself, what does this mean? And what can I do to prevent myself from becoming even more angry and then doing something that I regret or saying something that I'm going to wish I hadn't said, you know?
Now, Michael, this is very intriguing. And also, you mentioned negative emotions. Well, they're painful. They hurt. Hey, think of all the things you work hard to provide your family, your home, a college education, your entire lifestyle. How do you make sure all of those things are still possible, even if something unexpectedly happens to you? You know, the old way life insurance used to be a pain. You would deal with an agent who came across like a used car salesman, or schedule blood tests at a doctor's office, and read over paperwork filled with fine print and legalese. Now with Ethos, the application only takes 10 minutes online, with honest, upfront pricing. No doctor's appointment for policies under $1 million. Get your free quote and submit your complete application in just 10 minutes now at revchat.getethos.com. One more time, that's revchat.getethos.com. revchat.getethos.com. And we're back with Michael Benner talking about fearless intelligence.
Yes, everything that hurts us, whether it's physical pain or emotional pain, is a symptom, an alert, the brain's request for more information. Physical pain says, pay attention. You have an injury or perhaps a symptom of an illness that requires your attention, and you need to understand it better. And the same thing with emotional pain. Our heartache, our sadness, our upset, our frustration and irritation, even feelings of humiliation. If we could get past our fixation on the person, the group, or the event that caused us to feel this way and recognize the negative emotion, the heartache or upset, as a personal response, take ownership of it, in other words, we can learn what it has to teach us and thereby be smarter and, in this case, wiser.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing this all with us, Michael Benner. And to the audience, you can get his book at fearlessintelligence.com. Read about it, check it out. Michael, thank you so much for sharing this with us. It's truly an honor to have you, and I wish you the best of success with your book, Fearless Intelligence. Our next episode is with V. Lakshman, award-winning author of Mythborn. Please go to tonydurso.com/vision and get the vision map free. Do that now. Follow the steps and you can guarantee yourself much success. tonydurso.com/vision. And thank you again for tuning in. I greatly appreciate you. Please come back and check out my other shows. They're all aimed at making you more and more successful. And please follow me on social media. It's Tony D-U-R-S-O on Twitter and Tony S D-U-R-S-O for Facebook and Instagram. Remember that S for Facebook and Instagram. Thanks again. And remember, success awaits those who persevere and remain steadfast despite the odds. Be righteous. Join me on the next episode of the Tony D'Urso TV show. You heard that a majority of businesses fail. Don't be a statistic. Get my book free, The Vision Map. Beat the odds for your business success. Get it free at tonydurso.com/vision. And set up your own successful vision map. tonydurso.com/vision. We have a few minutes left, so yes, that's right. It's Tony's time. A word on your vision. I mean your future vision. Is it true that a majority of new businesses fail? You know, in order to have a successful growing business, there are some vital points that you must know. You must have them worked out thoroughly. They must be synchronized with each other. And all employees, consultants, and companies that you depend on must know these items. And they must be in agreement with them if your new business is to meet with a high percentage of success. I'm going to show you something, and you're going to learn how to establish your vision, your purpose, your long-term objective, and master plan, including strategic and tactical planning. I'm going to give you a real-life example. I started my Revenue Chat radio podcast with zero guests and zero audience. I was new to the industry. I didn't know any of my guests beforehand. So I started meeting and interviewing experts, best-selling authors, and CEOs who shared their wisdom, advice, and guidance with the world. I had it all worked out on a vision map. I knew where I was going and how I was going to get there. Well, in 1 year, I hit 500,000 downloads. In 1.5 years, I hit 750,000 downloads. And in 1.5 years, I signed up with a major radio network, Voice America, and I was given a 1-hour weekly live show to an audience of 3.5 million, which continues to grow strong. and I get over 100,000 monthly visitors to my website, TonyDURSO.com. I became an Amazon best-selling author with my book, Elite Entrepreneurs, hitting number 2 on Amazon's chart the same day of release in March 2017. This is 1.5 years after the launch of Revenue Chat. And at the bottom of this success was a carefully thought out vision map. Now, I share my own information step by step if you get my training video at TonyDURSO.com/vision. Yes, that's correct. You will see my vision, purpose, long-term objectives, and master plan. You will see how I did it. I share my information with you so that you can better learn how to craft your own vision map to the delight of a booming career or rocking business. This will take time. Let me tell you, it will not happen in one day, overnight, or even in 1 week. The key point is to take your time and do a very thorough job putting together your vision map. Once you're happy with what you got, get to work on it. Make tweaks and adjustments as you go along, but get to work on it. Remove all distractions, you know, music, television, etc., when working on this, as this is very serious to your future. Some quick information here. First of all, you've heard, perhaps, that a majority of businesses fail. There's a report attributed to being found on Bloomberg that says 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs fail in the first 18 months. A Harvard study says 3 out of every 4 venture-backed firms fail. The SBA says that about 50% of businesses fail in their first 5 years. These and other sources with shocking figures of their own, they all point to one very conclusive point. Too many businesses fail. Why is this? What's the common denominator? Well, you know, while there can be many reasons for this, there are some very definitive actions that must be in place to guarantee the success of any business. And by the way, don't forget, these businesses just mentioned, they had money. So it wasn't a matter of, oh, if I had $1 million, I'd boom my business. These guys had money, from $250,000 to who knows how much for the venture-backed firms. And they failed. So it's not just having the money. And you know, believably, most of these failed companies had well-crafted mission statements. Somehow that did not work. Why is that? You can't ride a bicycle if a wheel's missing. The rest of the bike can be perfect and supremely high-tech, but that one wheel makes the difference between moving on the ground toward your destination or just sitting there and getting exercise. In order to give any business a chance, you have to have basic fundamental points in place to launch your business, make it grow, and be successful. And you know, and also, in order to be a very effective leader, you must know the following points. You must work them out thoroughly. They must be synchronized with each other. And all employees, consultants, and companies that you depend on must know the following points and be in agreement with them if your company is to meet with a high percentage of success. The vision statement tells people what your company wants to be. This is like, oh, a child telling people what he or she wants to be when grown up. That's a good analogy of the vision statement. But by itself, it's nothing. By itself, it means nothing. By itself, you can be assured of business failure. Hey, do you know any child at all that actually and literally became what the child stated when very young? So you see my point. In order to ensure the success, health, and future vitality of your business, you need the vision map and all of the drilled down details that comprise it. The vision map has been missing until now. Growing a successful business, it's like a puzzle and requires multiple pieces to fit perfectly with it in order for a clear and beautiful picture to emerge. The vision map not only lets you figure out how you're going to be that business when you grow up, but it also tells your employees, consultants, and dependent companies what you're going to be, what you're going to do about it, and how it's going to look. The vision map starts with the vision statement of what do you want to be when you grow up. I give away the whole thing free for a limited time until my publisher says to stop. Go to TonyDURSO.com/vision and get it right away. I really and truly hope that you enjoy the vision map and put it to good use. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into the production of this knowledge to give to you. Use it wisely and feel free to contact me for any assistance. There's an audio reading and a training class on the vision map available to you now that you can get at tonydurso.com/vision. Go there and get the vision map free. Do that now. Follow the steps. This will change your life dramatically. Follow the steps and you guarantee yourself much success. And thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate you. Please come back and check out my other shows. They're all aimed at making you more and more successful. And please follow me on social media. It's Tony D-U-R-S-O on Twitter and Tony S D-U-R-S-O for Facebook and Instagram. Remember that S. All right. Thanks again. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.